We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, the two dots. We learned in our Mishnah that if there are three people who are in the desert, and they are sleeping, and according to Rabbanan, they only get four Amis, so the four Amis are mixed together. So let's say you have a guy in the two outsides, four Amis touching each other, and in the middle you have a guy who shears two Amis of each. So it says that A cannot carry into C, but B could carry into half of A and half of B, and half of the middle guy, who B, could carry into half of A and half of C, because he's carrying both sides. And the Gemara said there that Rav Shimon said that this is similar to what? This is similar to a case where there are three courtyards. Each courtyard has houses open to it, and the courtyards are open to each other. The halacha is that if they made an Erev, the outer courtyards made an Erev with the inner courtyard, the halacha is they both could carry, the middle guy and the outer guys carry to each other. But you can't carry from the outer one to the other outer one. You cannot carry from one to another one. That's what it says in our Mishnah. So our Gemara discusses this. What's Rav Shimon trying to say? That the case in our Mishnah where there's four Amis and a four Amis and a guy has a four Amis in the middle that takes off half of both of those, why does Rav Shimon have to say something that's comparable to that? Who cares? Lama the Meimer, Lama Dor Dema. So Mar says, Hachi Kamalei, Rav Shimon the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon is talking to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold, they argue, and we'll see more about this on the base. They argue, Rabbanon argue and Rav Shimon, they hold that when you have three courtyards and the middle guy made an Erev with the outer ones, but the outer ones did not make an Erev together with each other. So the Rabbanon hold that they're all Aser. So Rav Shimon says to Rabbanon, you agreed to me by the case of the Tchumim, the guy who has four Amis, that the middle one could carry with the outer ones, and the outer ones can't carry with each other. But the middle one could carry with the outer ones. So why do you argue with me by the case of the courtyards? What's the case of Tchumen similar to similar to three courtyards that are open to each other and open to Shishrabim? Why there by the case of the courtyards do you argue on me? Why over here don't you argue with this case of the case of the four Amis and four Amis in the middle? Why one do you argue and another argue? And the Rabbanah answer like this, Rabbanah, Hosom Afshid Yurim. When you have three courtyards, a lot of people around there. And we'll worry that if you allow the middle guy and the outer ones to carry into each other, that means there's A, B, and C. If you allow A and B to go back and forth, and you allow B and C to go back and forth, we're scared Nechosim, utensils from Chatzar A will end up in Chatzar C, which is awesome. But here, there's only three people. So it's very clear whose utensils belong to who, and therefore we're not worried you might carry from A to C by a case of Tchumen. It's only three people. There's a lot of people there. It's very easily to, by mistake, take from A to C, and therefore they're about to argue. And it would come up to me, it sounds like the reason why they're about to ask there is because of a gzeira of a lot of Durim. That's what it sounds like. They're about to argue because it's a lot of Durim. You might inadvertently carry from A to C. And we'll see, that's a little bit shver when it comes to the Gemara, bottom of Memchesam and Beis. So what's this halacha the Rav Shimon says, before we get to Rabbanan? The Rav Shimon says that when you have three courtyards, courtyard A, then courtyard B, and courtyard C, all lined up, one after another. And it says that the courtyard B, the middle courtyard, he made an Erev together with courtyard A, and he made an Erev, a different Erev, with courtyard C. And it says that the Mr. B could carry from A to B and from B to A, and Mr. B could carry from B to C and from C to B. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now, what's the idea of an Erev? Erev, really, the Chatzar belongs to a lot of people, and your house belongs to a single person. So what we do at Erev is we take everyone's bread, put it into one house. Now it turns out that the courtyard is all a courtyard for one house. It's one private courtyard. That's the whole idea of an Erev. So the Gemara has a kash like this. V'amai, kiven the Arvi l'chitzonis v'hadei emtsoyis, hava l'uchado. L'chayra, here, if A attaches itself to B, and C attaches itself to B, so now everyone's one big happy family. Look at B is the one house, and everyone else is a courtyard of B. So why can everyone carry from each other? It should be like one big Erev. Because A connected itself to B, and B is connected to C. So what's the problem? Am I keeping the Arvi Luchi Tzaris Vadim Tzaris Havali Chodo? So Mora has two Mahalchim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Om Rav Yehuda, Kagoin Shinosta Em Tzaris Aruva Bezu, Veruva Bezu. The case is they didn't put an Erev in the middle in property number B, in the courtyard B, they didn't put it there. They put the Erev in the outer ones, into A and C. So that means the people from B took their chalas, took their bread, and put it into A, and put some chalas into C. So in A and C, they're connected to B, but they're not connected to each other because there's no connection between both of them. There's no connection between A and C. That's one teretz. If they would all put it into B, you're right, and everyone's connected to B, so then everyone is one big happy family. But here, they put it into the outer ones, and therefore, they're not one. That's Rav Yehuda's teretz. Rav Sheish is Amar, Afilu Teima Shinosa Ruvim Emsayis, even if you put the Erev in the middle, Kagoyin Shinosnu Abishnei Batne, they put it into two different houses. They put it in two different houses, so therefore, it's not considered one Rishus. It's not considered one Rishus. So, Gemara, come on. Are you telling me you're going according to Beis Shammai? You're telling me that you didn't put it into one house, so that's a problem. So you tell me, it wouldn't be like Beis Shammai, the time you learned in the Braisa. Chamisha Shugavu Seruvam. Five people collected the Eruv. Benostu B'Shtei Kelim, put it into two different pictures. Beis Shammai Eruv and Eruv. It's not an Eruv, it has to all be in the same picture. But still Eruv and Eruv, it is an Eruv. So you tell me that you put it into two Batim, you still put it into two Batim, it's not considered one Eruv. And therefore, it's only A together with B and B together with C because it's not in the same house. So you tell me it's going to Beis Shammai? It's like, no, Filotein Beis Hillel, Atkan Lekaren Beis Hillel Hossam, Beis Hillel only said that it's good, Ela B'Shnei Kelim Abayis Echa. It's in two utensils, but it's in one house. Avo B'Shnei Batim Loi, but he agrees if it's put into two different houses in the same courtyard, it's still not a good Erev, and therefore it's not going to be a good enough Erev to make everyone into one. So the question we had in our Mishnah was that if A is attached to B and B is to C, why isn't it all considered one big family? And we have two terutzim. Either they didn't put Erev into the middle chotzer, they put Erev into the outer chotzer. So in A, both A and B are one, and it's all a courtyard for the house in A. And in C, it's all courtyard for the house in C. But they can't carry from A to C because there's no connection from A to C. That's one teretz. All the teretz is even though they put it all into B, so now everyone's connected in B, but in courtyard B there are two houses. And they only connected to one house over there. They're not connected to the same house in courtyard B. So that's a two mahalchim, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Acha braid Rav Avya Rav Ashi. Rav Achya braid Rav Avya turns to Rav Ashi and says, Rav Yehuda kasha on Rav kasha on Rav Yehuda's pshat and Rav Sheshes kasha and I have a kasha on Rav Sheshes pshat. The Rav Yehuda's pshat was that he put onto the outer ones. Rav Yehuda kasha the Omar could go into Nosta em tzoyis ruve bezu ve ruve bezu. They put the Erev into A and then they made an Erev in C. But his kasha is v'kivim de ruve em tzoyis behadi chitzoyno. Once he makes the Erev together with A, B and A, so now they become one. They're one family. Now when they go and make an Erev into C, shichusav, they let it blive like a shlichus of A. And it's like they're both going and now being meshatef, making an Erev together in C. Now they're all living in C, both A and B. Because A and B, once they get connected, they become one. And now when they go to C, they became one with C, so let it be one Erev. That's the kashya in Rav Yehuda's pshat. For Rav Sheshes kasha, the kasha is the opposite type of question. The lechayra, if they're in two different houses, then lechayra shouldn't even be able to be carried in the courtyard in the middle. Why? Because it turns out you have here different diurim here in this place. So Rav Sheshes kasha to have a chamisha shurim chotzach. It's like five people living in one chotz. So a shachach memel eruv. One person didn't make eruv. The asvi adoli, the asa to each other. Because here in house, there's two houses in the courtyard B. In house number one, in Reuven's house, There's two people who are connected, and in Shimon's house, two people are connected, and they're not connected with each other. So they should ask A to C. They should even ask her in place B itself. It should be also because it's like one guy didn't make an error because they're not connected. That's the kasha in Yis Pshat. Rav Yehuda is the kasha. That lechayra, why isn't it good? And according to Rav Sheshes, it's shver that it shouldn't be good at all, because it comes out they're living in B without an error. It's not a question for Rav Yehuda. It's not a question for Rav Sheshes. Le Rav Yehuda loy kasha. But for Rabbi Yehuda, it said you put the Eruvim in the outer ones, you put it in A and put it in the C, in those courtyards. And the question was that why doesn't Blaib a Shliach, when after A and B are connected, now when they put the Eruvim to C, let them all be one? Like Kasha. Kim the Eruvim Lahem Tzayiz Vadei Chitzoyna, since the middle one made an Eruv with the outer ones, Vishtayim Chitzoyiz Vahadei Lahem Eruvu, and the outer ones, Dafka, did not get together and make an Eruv with each other. Galia Daite, they made a Gilo Das, they let everyone know, the B'hon Nichlev Hala Nichlev, they don't want to be part of the Eruv together with each other. Because when A approached B to make an Eruv, why didn't they go to C also and say, let's make an Eruv together? Since he did not go to C, he's saying clearly, I don't want to be together with C. So now, when Mr. B goes to C to make an Eruv, it's not considered Shlichus for A, because A already let everyone know, I don't want to be part of the Eruv. And therefore, it's not called a Shlichus. That's Pshat and Rav Yehuda. And Rav Sheshes went up to the Kasha Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, we had a Kasha Rav Sheshes, so he said he put the Erev in the middle one, but he put it in two different houses. So he said, therefore, it's just B is connected with C and A connected with B. But the question was, how can you carry over here? Now you brought in more Diurim here, and they're not more over each other. So in this Chatzar alone, you have no Erev. That was the question. So tomorrow, Rav Sheshes, like Kasha, Omru Diurim Lahakil, Yomru Diurim Lahachmer, says the Erev. The Erev that connects A to B can make a Kula and let them carry to each other. But it can't make a Chumrah that in B itself, now they need new Erev because you brought a new Diurim, the courtyard people A and courtyard people B, of courtyard people C, you brought them in now, now that should make a new problem. You don't say Erev Lahachmir, that the Erev will make it like Ki'ilu, they're living here to make a Chumrah. That you're not going to do, since they don't really live here. So with the Erev that to make believe they're living here, you're not going to go to Chumrah. You're not going to go to Chumrah, and therefore that won't be a problem. Agaponim, Ad Kan, this is Pshat and Rav Shimon. So just to repeat over again, we have a Rav Shimon who says that A cannot carry to C because they're not connected courtyards, but A is connected to B, and B is connected to C, and therefore B and C and A and B could go back and forth to each other because they each have an Erev. And there's a machlokes where you put the Erev. Either put the Erev in the outer ones, or you put the Erev in the inner ones, in the ones of two different houses. That's all Pshat and Rav Shimon. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Divri Rav Shimon. This is all Shitas Rav Shimon. Avel Chacham Oirim, Nacham hold, Rishus Achas, Mishameshas L'shtei Rishuyes, Avel Loi Shtei Rishuyes, Mishameshas Rishus Achas. And the way Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, is like, this is Rav Shimon Shita, but the Chacham are a little bit more Machmer, not completely Machmer, they're a little more Machmer, and they hold, the outer ones are allowed to carry into the inner ones and back and forth. But the inner guy cannot carry to the outer ones. Why not? Because the inner guy, they have only one Erev. So A is connected to B. And C is connected to B, no problem. But the B, the guy, the courtyard in the middle, since if he goes to A, he really is not 100% connected to A because he has a connection with C. And if he goes to C, he's not really 100% connected to C because he has a connection to A. Therefore, he's being schlepped in each direction, and therefore he cannot carry from there to there. Let's read that inside. Chom Oimer, Meshus Achas, one Meshus, Meshamash Shtei Reshuyas. Avaloi Shtei Reshuyas, Meshus Achas. Two Reshuyas can't work for one Reshus. And this guy in the middle has two Reshuyas. He has a Reshus in A and a Reshus in C, and therefore he can't be Meshamash in each way. Read it in Rashi, read Rashi inside, we'll see how Rashi says it. The bottom Rashi. Rashi says, Akim the Shtei Chitzoinus, Le Irvu Yachas. These are the two added ones, they're not making air together. Last Reshus Achas, turn to one Reshus. El Reshuyas Chalukasim, they're separate Reshuyas. Ein Koyach Be'em Tzoyas, L'shtamish Le'bezu V'le'bezu. The middle person, it cannot Meshtamish, not this one, not this one. The Zu Moish Chos Lakan. This one pulls him this direction. Mazum was going to pull him this direction. Vishnei diurim levila. He can't have two places. Vidamya kiulu hi mehachotzer hakitzoynas la'irav adi ida chitzoyna vaisrashes. Like he's like from the outer one who doesn't belong to that outer one. Vechinamik is ozla idach chotzer the irav nami v'hada oisrashes idach chitzoyna. All one asks it. Avahecha the irav shlosh dom. Then it's one. If they make an irav together, they're all one. That's the pshat in the rabbanon who argues. That's the first version of rabbanon. Karmisa came to Shmuel, when I sat in front of a Shmuel, Amali, Shmuel said to me, Av zu divi Rav Shimon. And we're going to go with Rashi's second girsa, which he holds as the Iker Pshat. He says, Amali, he told me like this, Av zu divi Rav Shimon. Even Rav Shimon holds that you only the outer guys can carry with into the inner guys and back and forth. But the inner guy cannot carry to the outer ones, like we said in the Rabbanon. And they go up one step more. And Chum say all three are Aser. So that means between Rav and Shmuel, there's two machloikasim. Rav holds that Rav Shimon holds it's mutter legamri to go from the middle to the outer and outer to the middle, both for the middle guy and both for the outer guy. And the Rabbanon hold, no, only the outer guys could carry him, not the middle guy. The Shmuel holds, even Rav Shimon holds, only the outer guys could carry to the middle, but the middle guy can't carry. And the Chum hold, everyone is aser. Everyone is aser. That's a Chum hold. Everyone is aser, because since they're not one, so maybe the pshat is it's like a problem of, like we said before, a problem of diurim. The problem is that they all aser each other, or maybe pshat the Rabbanon is, like we said before, the chashash you might carry if there's a lot of things going around, a lot of utensils going around, you're not going to be able to carry, you might by mistake carry from A to C. That's one of the pshatim in the Rishonim. But if you Shmuel, Chum hold, everything is aser. And the Gemara brings a raya to Shmuel's version. Tanya kavasei de Rav Yehuda libe de Shmuel. I bring a raya like Rav Yehuda according to Shmuel. Because it says in the Brayt, so Om Rav Shimon, lema adav adoymer, what's it similar to? Like three courtyards that are open to each other. Upsucha is shirabim, the open to shirabim. Irvush daim and mitzoyis. The two outer ones were made an eruv together with the middle one. The, you know, A brings his stuff and goes eats in B. And C brings his stuff and eats in B. Zuma chazer is moish osach beisai. A could go back home with his leftovers. And C could go back home to the Beisa. But it's mashma that B can't carry at all. And then it says, and Chomim say all three are Aser. All three are Aser. Again, we see this idea that, well, Fi Rab Shimon, only the outer ones are mutter with the middle one, not the middle one with the outer ones. And Chom hold, all three are Aser. Halacha is all three are aser with each other. And why are all three aser with each other? Either pshat is because it's not one area. If it's not one and not one, then each side pulls the guy the other direction. Even the outer ones can't carry from the middle to the outer, because since they are not one area, they can't carry. That's one pshat in the Rabbanon Shlosh to Masurus. Another pshat is because we're worried they might, since there's a lot of people around, they might carry utensils from A to C. And therefore, everything became aser. And that's according to Shmuel. According to Rav, the Machlekes is one step lower. The Afir of Shimon, the middle guy carried the outer with the middle. And the Chum hold, only the outer with the middle, but not the middle with the outer.